when I started in business, I didn't know, and I've had the packaging business for 30 years, last January. Before that, I practiced law for 23 months, so it wasn't very long. The commerce was more for me, but be that as it may, I didn't know culture. I didn't know it was important. And maybe I knew culture when I saw it, but I wasn't very good about finding it on a consistent basis. And I think after a while, I realized that the importance of culture was so strong because I saw it when I hired people who had the same traits as myself. Mm-hmm. Again, energy, passion, ambition, imagination, whether or not they're clever or have a sense of humor, they derive joy in crushing competition. I'm getting
adrenaline rush just listening to you. Jeez.
But you can't teach any of those things.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
I can maybe enhance it with a little bit of training, but I can only recruit those things. Now, if I recruit those traits, I can always teach them packaging. I can always teach them the difference between high density polyethylene and polyvinyl chloride resins. I can teach them that stuff. It's like they show up with a resume and a nice looking suit, right? That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I don't know really what kind of woman that is or what kind of man that is. The stuff that's really important is below the waterline, that iceberg where you're looking at only 10% of the tip of it sticking out of the water. The 90% of that person is below the water. You can't see it, but you got to figure out how to recruit it. If you recruit it and you get those traits in the organization, now your culture almost becomes this self-generating thing. It builds on itself, and it's contagious.
Yeah.
And then you start attracting more and more people like that. And now one of the most wonderful things about business is not making a lot of money, but actually coming to work and working with people who, love each other.
Yeah.
Would go through mountains, go through rivers of mud for each other. And the funny, just a funny anecdote about Berlin Packaging, since we've gotten really good at recruiting and recruiting for traits, and we're hiring a lot of people who are, 20-somethings and so forth as the company grows, we have so many marriages that are happening in the company right now.
Wow, cool.
Because people came to the company at a time where they're dating, they're out of college or out of graduate school, and they're meeting people, and they're meeting so many people at work, but they're meeting people who have the same traits.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah,
awesome.
in our corporate office, we've had like 4 or 5 weddings in the last year. We've never had so many waivers signed by human resources.
They're like, what's happening, Andrew?
But they're literally falling in love with each other.
Yeah.
But to me, that's fantastic. I love that that's happening because that's affirmation that we're recruiting well.
Yeah.
But beyond culture, what is the benefit of that? The benefit of that is that we trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, we may fight, we may argue, but it's constructive conflict. And sometimes we even foster it a little bit because we get the best solutions that way. And so the culture is really the fuel mm-hmm. that goes in whatever engine we're trying to build. And I have to say it's become, there's so many books that will they'll be far more articulate than I'm being right now. I'm just telling you that from my perspective, we're in the bottle business. We're not in the tech industry. We sell empty bottles. Glass and plastic bottles to food, chemical, pharmaceutical, wine, and beverage companies. It's not the sexiest of businesses,
mm-hmm.
but it is a lot of fun because we work in a company that we work with an amazing culture. And my job is kind of chief cultural officer, in addition to CEO, is to watch over it and to protect it and to weed out the jerks and mm-hmm. to weed out the people who are just, are posing.
Yeah. Well, and I think and just the intentionality with which you're not only building the culture, but stewarding the culture. Right. And it's not like, OK, great. Well, we've got a culture. Now let's move on to the next bullet point on the to-do list.
Oh, no.
Right. This is an ongoing thing.
It's a diminishing thing if you're not careful.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Because ultimately, these people are such stars that other people will come knocking.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about recruiting, building a core competency, recruiting, or building a core competency in skill development and training, which are essential. But you need to also have a core competency in retention. And a lot of companies forget that. You have to keep your stars on board. If you lose your stars, you're taking 3 steps backwards, and it leaves a giant hole. So we measure our retention rate, and we talked a little bit about the loyalty effect, the mm-hmm. uncontrovertible evidence and correlation between high loyalty and high retention rates and high EBITDA in organizations. In our company, we have a 94% retention rate.
Wow.
And when I first bought the company, it was about a 25% retention rate. It was a revolving door.
Yeah.
And so wisdom and experience was walking out the door every day. Today, you keep those intellectual assets in the company, combined with a great culture, with a great communication of the what and the why, and